This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Some places, they call this Cyber Monday. We're going to say hooey with that and call it Local Monday today. So if you have a favorite local establishment, I mean, it doesn't matter what. Maybe it's getting your diesel vehicle fixed. Well, then you like DAC Diesel in Bismarck as an example, right? Maybe it's a sauna. Holy buckets to the saunas. Roll out the door at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. At the very end, by the way, we gave away a telescoping flagpole to go with your hot tub or sauna. We had one of those for the, we mentioned that right at the end of the show. Next person that buys one of these gets one of these. So that was popular. And Jim, the flagpole guy, was the one that suggested we do that, this telescoping flagpole was very well, I mean, like, forget, like, maybe $500? It was well-priced. It was pretty cheap. I think it was under $500, to tell you the truth. I'll find it here and tell you. Another angle, if you want to go that way. Let's see here. $368, so it was under $400. $368 for a 20-foot telescoping flagpole. Another way to go. You don't have to wait for winter there. Get going. Anyway, so that was great fun. But whatever the business, and of course Hot Spring Spas is in Bismarck and Grand Forks and Fargo too. Whatever it is, if you want to give them a shout out and say, hey, the guys over at, you know, the Walrus serve a really good beer. Whatever it is. Todd told me that, so I'm taking him at his word. He just let us know on the program today. And a couple of ways you can do that. You can call us at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8550. 503. Or again, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or just pick up the phone and give us a call. 800-228-0550. Local Monday. Let's not buy online. And if we do, let's do it from a local business. Otherwise, you like Pride of Dakota would be a good example. Can't go wrong there. That's all Dakota. It's Pride of Dakota. Right? So, good way to go. Also on the program today, we're going to talk about schools. We're going to talk about the CDC recommendation that kids be in schools. What exactly does that mean? Like, no distance learning at all? We'll compare what the CDC is recommending and what we are doing. We're talking about testing schools first with these strip tests, which work rather quick, as a way to sort of get things back to normal. But Beth Sluddy will join us. She's the superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools today to talk about that. North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to be here. We talked to Wayne Stengem last week about filling the District 8 seat and his perspective on that and his victory in the Supreme Court on it. We'll get Brent Sanford's take on that and a few other things in the news, too, with him today. So all that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. MyPillow is, in fact, right now, giving you a deal they've never before offered. Never before offered. This is the queen-size premium MyPillow, regularly at $69.98. Now it's only $29.98. Lopping $40 off that thing. Kings are only $5 more, and now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, but they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow. Buy now. Mike extends the 60-day money-back guarantee till March 1st, 2021. What does that mean? That means you can sleep on that pillow every night between now and March, and you're test driving it. You send it back for a money-back guarantee if you don't like it. So there's no risk in this, folks. None. MyPillow.com or promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Lots of great gift ideas at the Radio Listener Square. Mattress topper from MyPillow, towel sets from MyPillow, the Giza Dream bed sheets from MyPillow. You get the idea. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. I found myself encouraged over the weekend about the chances that the amount of voter fraud, the amount of corruption that has been unearthed will force the state legislatures in those states to think differently about how they cast their electoral votes. That's big. And that's what's going on at these legislatures. It'll be in Arizona today, Pennsylvania last week. That's big news. Today in Georgia, a judge said, hey, freeze those voting machines. I don't want anybody messing with them, touching them, anything else. We're going to do some forensic on that. You may remember that we had a fellow on the program by the name of Matt Bernard. And Matt was with he was actually a former data and strategy guy for President Bush and also President Trump's 2016 campaign.
I was just reading about him.
Yeah, and he got a couple of guys together. Remember we had him on the show?
Yep.
And he said, here's
yep.
what we're trying to do. We're trying to get, you know, call centers so we can call these people and find out, you know, how did they vote? What's the real story? Well, guess what? Their analysis, hope you're sitting down on this now, and this is, again, by counting. They identified 1.25 million voters. They followed up on them through phone calls, cross-checked data against other databases. In other words, how did they vote? Really, when you ask them? And how was their vote counted? Right? So they were looking for inconsistencies. 6 contested states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Our friend Matt said, I have no confidence that Joe Biden is the deserved winner of this election, based on our findings. He may have won. He may have not won. Trump may have lost. Trump may have been reelected. We just can't know because of how bad this election system has operated. Easily found enough evidence to suggest the election results could be easily turned in favor of President Trump. Think about that, folks. Is this any way to run a railroad? One of their biggest findings involved the voters who'd submitted a national change of address form to the post office, indicating they'd moved out of state, yet appeared to have voted in 2020 in the state they moved from. You can't do that. Here's more from Matt on that.
This is Matt sat down with the Epoch Times talking about this deal.
These P.O. boxes that were being used as home addresses, because this is a pretty strange situation. What exactly do you find with this?
Well, the law in Georgia is when you register to vote, you have to mark down what your actual residence is. You can have a separate mailing address, which is fine, that they will record, but you have to put down what your actual residence is. Now, even if you're homeless, you can write down a particular park bench or homeless shelter, anything like that. If you live in your car, you can just, you know, list where you park your car. But what we found was a large number of people, substantial, especially given how tight the margin is, well over 1,000, who voted in this election, listed themselves at addresses that are in fact postal facilities, facilities the Postal Service either lease or own. So that could include a post office, the UPS store, FedEx store, anything like that. And not only did they list themselves there, but they disguised a P.O. box as an apartment. So rather than saying P.O. Box 123, the address is listed as apartment. apartment 123. And that's a major red flag. And what's also remarkable about these individuals is that almost all of them voted early absentee. Very few voted in person. So that really raises a red flag because they're illegally registered, and it's and not just incidentally, but intentionally meant to deceive by listing, you know, suite number or unit number rather than it, technically what it is, which is a box number.
So another
unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way,
one county.
By doing that in Georgia, for instance, they found 138,221 people that fit that category, much larger number than the state's current vote differential, which is like 12,000 voters. In Michigan, 51,000. Wisconsin, 26,000. Nevada, 27. And again, they aren't getting to everybody. They're doing an analysis based on, you know, random selection of this. What do you think of that? What do you do about that? I think the president's right. We need just to wrap it up in a big bow and send it to the Supreme Court. I don't know about you, but very worried about it. 800-228-0550. I know you're worried about it, too, because you care. And there's so much information to keep all this straight. It's unbelievable, but we're doing our best for you here on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military services.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To tell you about a new week of great home cooking at Petroserve USA. That's right. Really, really, really good. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes, and ham on the menu today. Valley City location at Petroserve USA. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Salisbury Steak at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. And Barbecue Chicken, 12th Avenue North. But the beautiful thing is, there's also great savings on all kinds of other great food items. Grab and go with the specials. You get two sides in a bun, but maybe you're not quite as hungry. You just want one of those hot stuff personal pan pizzas. You can get extra like that. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink for $4. Four items, $4 all day, every day. The cookies really are amazing. So are the caramel rolls. Really good. All at Petroserve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Gene in beautiful, the metropolis, ginormous, and booming community of Berea today on the program. Gene, how are you?
Pretty good. Well, no, not really. Yesterday was football. Okay. There were two penalties right in a row for hands on the head of the quarterback. Football. They're even talking about every play being reviewed. Okay, now we go to politics. And we've got this stuff going on. Yesterday Tom Brady was playing. Do you remember Flategate?
Yes. Deflating the footballs?
Okay. Did he ever prove that he had deflated, the Patriots had deflated or flated the ball?
He got fined or something, didn't he? There was something there. I don't know if they flat out said he did what they said he did. Do you remember, Kevin? Todd? On Brady on the...
No, I didn't know.
I was gonna say, it's been so long, I guess I honestly don't remember what... You know,
he didn't get off scot-free. There was some suspicion, I think, around that. But
fine.
So
we've got some suspicion here now with this election.
Yeah, we do.
And it's being ignored. So how come? My point is, check the time that was spent on the Flategate compared to the news media's time being spent on this election.
No question about it. I thought of it yesterday when we saw that there was a story about Joe Biden is going to get a cat in the White House. I mean, the New York Times is reporting on that. I could give two rips what pet he's going to bring to the White House. I'm sure it'd be fine to put on the website and, you know, people that are in love with Biden, whatever, should he get to the White House, that he brings a cat. But that's not news, especially when they're ignoring what's happening in all these places, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, the things that are happening. So definitely agree with you. They're suppressing the news. President talked about that yesterday. They're suppressing the news.
This is sick. We are now a third world banana republic.
It's how they do it in other countries. You're exactly right. Control the media and blot out everything.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Gene. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I understand you're upset. Texas says a new small engine repair business in Bismarck, Mandan has engines for education. They also donate 10% of profits to the Bismarck Public Schools Backpack Program. Well, that's one to find out more about. New small engine repair business, Engines for Education. Look for that one, folks. It's Local Monday today on the program, so we're asking for your suggestions. Nate helps us out here and says, Tom Brady suspended 4 games, Patriots fined $1 million, and docked 2 draft choices as Deflategate punishment. And that's something that was a lot more severe than I remember. I thought there was something, but, yeah. But very good point on the part of Gene in the comparison. There's no doubt about that. Texter says, General Flynn's first interview has me feeling more confident. We'll get in some clips from that. Did I see that? I don't think I did. Love to have him on, for sure. Texter says, I had a flag flying on the front of my house. It continued to fly until last night because my wife got so scared because of
a letter. And the letter is here, without a return address. Anybody else get one of these? Headline, the election is over. The election is over. The election is over. You lost, you lost, you lost. Are they trying to say that you lost, you think? I think they are. And then it's just a bunch of profanity about Donald Trump.
Yeah. But did he?
So if you support him, you're a stupid F in this. And
don't want to address any of the problems there. You don't want to want that to be looked into at all?
Yes. Well,
it's nothing there?
I'll bet a lot of people got those. I bet that's a little game somebody's playing.
Yep.
They're a little demented, for sure. Let us know if you did. We'll start putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right. I think the word is triggered.
You think so?
Yeah.
Any other local Monday suggestions for businesses you really love that do a good thing? You let us know about them, okay? Let us know. We want to know about it. Texas says, what's your take on Lieutenant General McInerney saying there was a special operations raid on a CIA-run server farm tied to the election fraud in Frankfurt, Germany, that allegedly had fatalities on both sides? I gasped when I read that on that news account. Now, General McInerney, again, not a flake. Former Pentagon, top officer, been around a long time. He was one of the first that raised the flag about the Dominion machines and the software. Did you guys hear this about this operation? So basically it was, you remember we heard something about a helicopter going down in Somalia last week? Well, it turns out those deaths weren't happening in Somalia. They were happening at this raid that was happening, where they were getting the CIA, because there was CIA on DOD, soldiers on CIA operatives guarding it. I mean, U.S. against U.S.
Wow.
To make sure they got these servers. And in the farm. Now, again, I don't know if it's true or not. I wasn't there. But when you start saying, we heard about a raid for the servers. Cindy Powell and others were talking about that. What else did she talk about? Kraken. What's Kraken? Kraken. Hashtag Kraken on everything she does. What is that? Got a definition for me on Kraken? There's a tie to this whole mess. So to answer your question, McInerney and others that reported on this, the special operations raid on the CIA-run server farm tied to election fraud, tells me once again there's something rotten in Frankfurt. Denmark, too, but Frankfurt, too. And I don't like it one bit. We're just going to keep digging. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Miss Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at Action Movers. You want action when you're ready for a move, then you want Action Numbers. You just grab a pen there and I'll give you the telephone number in a moment. Because if you're moving, you, number one, need a good mover. Trustworthy. I'll give you a virtual moving quote now. Meet with the relocation consultants from your smartphone, your convenience. They can also, if you prefer, come to your home or business and guide you through the stress-free move experience. Same-day estimates, honest, straightforward pricing, just like they've done since 1932. At Action Movers and United Van Lines. Bismarck. Family-owned, veteran-owned, also have locations in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. All of their labor are put through a extensive background check. They're also drug-tested. Drivers, the crew, moving your items in and out, all of that. And whether it's a do-it-yourself move or a full-service move, they're going to take care of you. They'll do it. They also have that great deal where you can get some of your move paid for if you go through them to find your realtor. Because they'll find you a realtor to sell your home or find you a home to buy. And then you can move for free. It's kind of nice. Just easy online form that explains it all on their website. Call them 701. You ready for the number now? I'm going to give it to you. 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. Or visit them online at actionmovers.com, actionmovers.com. Let's see here. You're still looking for the Trump line that we're... I did want to play the one Trump line. Again, going back to what some may see as a wild, nutty, crazy conspiracy theory, that if there is an effort to get some of these servers so they can find out how they were used and were they used illegally and did they change the vote or anything else, right? And a team goes there from the Department of Defense to get it, and there's CIA operatives there, and there's a firefight. Now, that sounds a little crazy unless you hear this from President Trump, where he's talking about the fact that the, he was asked specifically about the FBI and what they're doing. Like, okay, are they digging into all this? What do you hear from them? What's going on? What do you tell Maria?
Missing in action. Can't tell you where they are. I ask, are they looking at it? Everyone says yes, they're looking at it. look, where are they with Comey, McCabe, and all these other people? You know, I said I'll stay out of it. I wish I didn't make that statement. There's no reason really why I have to. But where are they with Comey, with McCabe, with Brennan, with all these people? They lied to Congress. They lied. They leaked. They spied in our campaign. I see Carter Page is bringing a lawsuit. That's good news. Where are they with all of this stuff? And, you know, what happened to Durham? Where's Durham? So, you know, you're asking me a question. These people have been there a long time. And I know FBI, and FBI is great at the levels that we talk about. But it's inconceivable. You would think if you're in the FBI or Department of Justice, this is the biggest thing you could be looking at. Where are they? I've not seen anything. I mean, they just keep moving along and they go on to the next president. They've been there for a long time. People don't understand this. They've been there for a long time. Some of them have served a lot of different presidents and they have their own views. All I can say is I haven't heard, with all of the fraud that's taken place, nobody's come to me and said, oh, the FBI's nabbed, you know, the people that are doing this scheme. The FBI is looking at Dominion, which nobody even knows where they're based, which nobody even knows where the votes are counted. You know, the votes in Dominion, they say, are counted in foreign countries, okay? Can you believe this? Now, Dominion is also based in a number of foreign countries. One of them is Canada. And Canada refuses to use Dominion, and they're based there. They won't get anywhere near. Texas will not get anywhere near Dominion.
Wow.
Wow is right. I believe it. I believe he's got cases of evidence.
I do, too. I do, too. If you check the... if you just step back a minute, it's very easy to go, oh, this is crazy. That's just nuts. What's he talking about? The FBI's not doing anything. You know what? I think there's good people in the FBI, but they're not about to take on the bad people in the FBI.
Right.
I mean,
it's a swamp.
Because they don't
the bureaucrats.
They want to just go along to get along. And so the inmates are running the asylum. I don't know how else you explain this. Where are they? Totally AWOL. Nowhere to be found on key issues here related to this proof. One last comment on this particular topic, and then we'll chat with Beth Sleddy today, talk a little bit about education. We received an email from a listener that requested an absentee ballot from Morton County because they'd become a permanent resident in Colorado since 2012, proof of driver's license, insurance, utility, etc. When I called Morton County Mandan, they showed a residence of Arizona on record. I asked, how is this on your records? Never had a residence or a license there. She could not answer it and got it changed and received my absentee ballot from the absentee ballot form and the ballot. Now we're all good. But I also received an absentee ballot in Colorado, which was tossed in the garbage. I wonder how many others in the U.S. voted more than one time. So the voter ID laws of this country are so flawed, so lax, even in North Dakota, as mentioned above. Texter says, this is the last time I vote absentee. Just did not do it for me. I wanted to show ID proof, get a ballot and number two pencil and go behind a curtain to cast my vote. By the way, that whole thing was such a sham. I think we ought to scrutinize every single person that was part of a decision to say, it's okay to go to Walmart and buy milk, go to the bottle shop and buy some beer, but not okay to vote. I mean, again, they own this mess. It's crazy. All right. We're going to continue to follow this. A lot of moving parts. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Those are the big ones, but there's others. Michigan. So you see anything from a particular news source that you find the most credible, let us know, and we'll continue to follow it. We're next joined by West Fargo Public Schools Superintendent Beth Sleddy. Hey, Beth, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for the time today on the program. Give me an update from West Fargo's perspective of... You know, sort of quote unquote normal pre-COVID and where we are today and where you see things going? What's the current status?
Well, currently we are working to get our students on site more than they have been previously. We began our year K-12 in a hybrid, which is a 2 days on-site learning, 3 days off-site learning. And we are in the process now of transitioning to bringing our students back full-time at the elementary. So today is the first day of trimester two for the elementary, and it is the first day that all of our elementary schools will have face-to-face learning 4 days a week for all students that choose it. We're continuing to offer a distance program for those families that don't feel comfortable with, the situation with COVID in our community. And so we're excited. I'm out in buildings today walking around, and it feels great. Little ones all wearing their masks, practicing keeping them over their noses, and, really physical distancing wherever possible and being very cautious and careful with hand washing and all of the hygiene and cleaning needs that are happening. We are still, though, Scott, having online learning day for Wednesdays. And I've had a lot of families say, well, if we can go 4 days a week, why can't we go 5 days a week with our elementary students? And the reason why is because we continue to have enormous numbers of students who are quarantined due to being a close contact in the home. And those children, for the 14 or 24 days that they have to stay home, they still need support from their classroom teacher. And so we're using our Wednesdays to deep clean and get the school really ship shape in between the two online days or on-site days, and then follow up with those children at home that need that virtual support.
So I'm curious, and maybe it's too early to know, how many of the elementary students have opted in or are planning to still do distance learning since it's available? What are the parents more comfortable with at this point? Do we know?
It really was I anticipated that we would have quite a few families would want to go to a distance learning program. We did not see that at the elementary. Most of the families opted to come to the 4 days face-to-face, and we did actually have almost a wash where some families did opt to go virtual, a handful at a school, and then another handful that were virtual full-time wanted to come back full-time. So, we had a little bit of movement both ways. But for the most part, our families wanted to have their students on site 4 days a week and would prefer 5 days a week. So we know that we need to work. We want to work towards that.
Is that what do I understand correctly? The CDC's recommendation is that kids should be in school. They've kind of now flipped the other way to recommend that it's best that kids be in school. Is that what the recommendation is?
Well, Dr. Fairfield, I believe it was on November 19th, in a statement that he made, said that our schools are safe and that children should be in school. They also recommend hand washing, face mask wearing, and physical distancing wherever possible. Our medical providers continue to support what we're doing. The fact that we are trying to keep children in pods is really the key there, is that an elementary student can be in their room with the same group of kids for most of the day, if not all the day. That's the way elementary school is set up. In a middle school and a high school, there's a lot more movement, and that's why we're not quite ready to move towards a full for our secondary schools.
All right, short break, back with more with Dr. Bruce Beth Slutty. And Dr. Slutty is the superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools. Every one of our schools, within the sound of my voice in our listening area, are going through this challenge right now. So it's interesting to know how they're doing it, how those recommendations are changing. More on that when we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil takers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there. You won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out. Here we got some good weather, doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need really excavation wise. We do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. The oldest broadcast operation in this region. How's that for heritage? 98 years young. WDAY 970 and 93.1 FM. KLTC 1460 in Dickerson and KTGO. Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley. Glad to have you along. Have another... addition to our list of local Monday sponsors that could use your support. We said we're going to skip Cyber Monday and do Local Monday, and you could just call and tell us anybody that you thought had a good business out there, service, product, whatever it might be. This one is an insurance agency. I love that. Blue Paddle Insurance. Creative name, too. Blue Paddle Insurance. Texter says, helped me out a lot, and the owner, Bob, was very helpful and friendly. Check him out. All right, there you go. Local Friday shout-out. Back with the Best Slutty. We were talking about the CDC recommendations. You mentioned that local health officials, I assume that means like Ascension and other folks that are advising you on the health issues related to COVID and how best to fit up the schools. And then you also mentioned the Department of Health actually is a little closer to the CDC on doing it with a caveat. So Department of Health says, we agree, get kids back in school and transition it. What does that mean, Beth?
So what they're recommending is that we start with the elementary and that we monitor the results. So we watch our numbers daily. We look at the number of students who are ill. We look at how many are quarantined staff as well. And we break those down. So are they quarantined because they're close contact at school from an activity or from which right now we're in a pause for activities, although practices now can resume. But we're watching like why are people quarantined? Why are people becoming positive? And then what we're trying to determine it, are any of the cases linked back to school? And what we're not seeing is that it's not the school where the spread is happening. And we can't say that there's absolutely no way spread is happening at school. We know that there are missteps. You know, we might have two staff members that sat too close to each other at lunch and one of them's positive. The other one has to quarantine. We know that students aren't perfect either. But as a whole, our schools are doing an excellent job of wearing masks, hand washing and sanitizing in between and keeping things up to par so that we can be in school face to face. So what CDC is saying, or what the Department of Health is saying, is that we should monitor that for 28 days and then bring middle school back and then monitor that again and then bring high school back. I think we could bring 6-12 back at the same time. Without much of a transition, because why they recommended that transition was due to these holidays. But after break, I believe January 25th is the first day of our second quarter. We would like to be moving towards bringing more of our secondary students back. And that's provided, as we're watching what's happening at the elementary level, that both Essentia Health and Fargo Cass Public Health agree with us that those numbers are looking good and that we are maintaining a great environment here in our building.
What would be a rough estimate of when you think you have quote unquote normal? I mean, obviously you might have kids opting for, you know, if they have health conditions or whatever, but for the most part, mm-hmm. you know, kids back. How long?
Well, I wish I could predict, but I'm hoping that now as people have access to more testing, which we are doing rapid testing for all of our staff weekly, so we can really be monitoring those results. And as long as the numbers, again, that we don't see linked cases as a problem in our schools, that we're able to keep those numbers down, I would like to see that we would be bringing back middle school the first day of the second trimester.
Let's,
be my goal.
I have about a minute left, and I have two big questions for you. I don't know if we're going to be both in here, but I'll try. One is Dr. Redfield, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said, you know, kids, a lot of the kids, he is concerned about far greater concerns related to COVID-19 is actually drug overdoses and suicides, you know, the whole mental health thing unraveling. What are you seeing in tracking that right now? Are you seeing some of the same numbers they are nationally?
We're very concerned about our students. There are huge ramifications for not being in school full time. And people need to understand that there are risks that you just mentioned obesity, child nutrition, depression, anxiety, child abuse. These are all huge factors that are also a part of COVID that we have to look at. Failing students who are failing one or more classes is up at the high school level. There's just a whole number of problems. So I believe we need to get our children in school, and of course we need to keep our staff safe. So that's what we're working to do,
All right.
Our children safe.
Also, a question on test scores. I've heard that they are, you know, alarmingly off nationwide, but not nearly as much, at least in West Fargo. Quick answer, is that correct?
That we did our standardized testing the right way when the students came back, and we saw pretty good stuff.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.